at the morning.
No, Kitty Spitfire has said, thank you for my shout out.
Hayley.
And she's also said, talk about Jedward. They signed the guitar. Now, she is one of the Jedward.
It's not about them, it's about me. Oh. So I'm not talking about them. I'm only joking. I love Jedward.
Did you want to just get, like, what, 30 seconds on Jedward very quickly?
Okay, well, I just want to say that apparently they've got a new single out. Someone was telling me, I'm really out of the loop of it all at the minute because I've been so sucked in with my music, but someone was telling me they've got a new single out apparently, and I never thought the day would come and I wouldn't even know these things, but there you go. Terrible fan. Out of the fandom.
So it is a fandom, and basically what Lee used to do, she doesn't do it so much now, but used to chase them around.
Well, I would love to, but I just, you know, I'm chasing myself about.
She's too busy. She's too busy now,
boys. On and off planes, up and down the
road. Have you got a message with John and Edward from Jedward? Missed out there, loves. Is that the message?
Boat went without you.
Yeah, that boat has sailed. That could be your new song.
Oh, yeah, that's not
that boat
song.
Has sailed
no,
from
if
Dublin.
They're listening in, which they won't be, because, well, I don't even know where they are. I think they're in LA, or they're always in LA.
Yeah.
Hello, John and Edward. Hope you're both well.
You don't really mean that now, though, do you?
What do you mean?
We don't mean that. You're not interested, are you, in John and Edward anymore?
Oh, it's not I'm not interested. It's just that I'm just really wrapped up in my music, yeah. Michelle. Do you know
it's
what I mean?
Important.
It's not I don't care. I mean, my family are all complaining because they never see me either. No one ever sees me anymore. I always say, just come to a gig. That's my answer for it. If anyone wants to meet up, just come to one of my gigs and I can see you there. You know what it's like. You've been trying to get me to go out and do things. It's like, I'm here, yeah, there,
my
and
gardening
everywhere.
And stuff like that, but she never goes around. Now, with them...
I'll do your gardening. I'm quite good at gardening.
Now, this woman has got so much energy. The point is, you've written a book. You've got your autobiography, which is massive.
Autobiography.
I can't say it. Which you've written. You write songs all the time. You're forever doing
always
music.
Always writing. I'm writing on the way here.
A couple of quick fire questions. Are you a true Essex girl?
I'm hotty on the train today.
Are you a true Essex girl?
Of course I am.
What is your favourite place to visit in the UK?
Dublin at the moment.
What is your favourite place to visit in the UK?
Oh, Dublin. Sorry.
Well, sorry. That's fine. Who is your ideal man? Who's your ideal man?
My ideal man would be, well, usually tall, dark and handsome, but I seem to have fallen for someone that's blonde.
Oh.
And still tall.
Oh, can you give me more details? Is he going to be listening in?
Might be.
Oh.
I'll tell you off air.
And then I can tell everybody else. Who would you like to work with in the industry at the moment? What sort of acts?
Eminem.
Yep, definitely.
Yeah, he wouldn't have me though, because I'm not good enough. But
oh, don't say that.
I would love to work with Eminem. Mm. Or Lady Gaga.
Mm.
Or Madonna.
Yeah,
I don't want much, do I?
Madonna's good though. I like.
I love Robbie Williams. Oh my God, I would love to sing with Robbie Williams, yeah. But I might just pass out on the floor.
That's not a good thing.
No, I literally pass out at his feet.
What do you hate about the music industry?
Everything.
Is it the people? Disingenuous kind of people everywhere?
I hate that it's about money. Mm. That's the thing I hate the most.
Yeah.
It should never be about the money. It should be about art and creating things.
Mm.
And I hate that people that are paid to find new talent sit behind a desk and don't go out and look for new talent. I hate that you have to pay to be played on top radio stations, because that just sucks, I'm sorry, but yeah. That's just wrong. Like I say, it's all about money, and it's a bit like with football, isn't it? It's like you can pay to win kind of thing. You can pay to get things played, and it's wrong, because some people are poor and they can't afford it. So why should it be, what, music is now for the rich, is it? You have to be rich to get played on the radio. You have to pay to play gigs now as well sometimes. Yeah. I don't. I never will. No. I'd rather go and play in the kebab shop. but, you know, it's wrong. It's totally wrong. So, yeah, I don't really like much about it. I don't even know what I'm doing in the industry, apart from that I love writing songs and I love playing guitar and I love the lifestyle.
And your quirky lyrics, your fun lyrics, sexy, digestive lyrics. Being very careful with some of
not as sexy as your lyrics these days, Michelle.
Michelle
phoned me yesterday with one of her songs. And listen out, watch this space. You need to check out Michelle Ward's new songs that are coming out soon.
Check them out.
And, one of them was a little bit, I can't say the word on here.
It wasn't.
It begins with H and ends in Y.
Happy. It was a happy song.
It was a happy song. And I felt very happy after I listened to it as well, I must say.
Thank you very much.
Now I feel happy always. I'm always happy. I'm happy now.
You behave. Now we're going to play. Happy we've morning, got noon, this version night. Of Lee Luscious.
I'm
we've got this
happy,
version.
Happy, happy, happy. Sorry.
See what I mean? We'll have to part with. See, Gary? See? Now, this is your new song, Whoop De Doop. Tell us about it because it is your catchphrase, isn't it?
Yeah. About 4 years ago, I was hanging out of a car window with some party poppers and some silly string. And I was literally screaming and I was so hyped. I'm always hyped anyway. I'm literally hanging off the chandeliers happy most of the time. And I was hanging out in this car window and I was just really excited and it just built up from within me and I just shouted out the window, Whoop De Doop! I moved away from the mic there, but it might have still been a bit loud.
It's all right.
And I literally said it all day. I was just shouting it all day. And the person that was driving me, Helen, she said to me, Lee, are you going to stop shouting that? And I was like, no. And obviously, I haven't ever stopped. So I had to write a song called Whoop De Doop because it's my catchphrase. When people ring me up, they don't even say hello anymore. They ring me up and they go, Whoop De Doop! And I go, Whoop De Doop! And then that's how we end the call as well. We go, Whoop De Doop! Whoop De Doop! And so I had to write a song called Whoop De Doop. And this song is just a happy vibe song. There's a little message in there because sometimes you get a lot of hate when you're doing this. And I've had a lot of hate recently. So it's kind of am I allowed to say up yours?
Yeah, well, you've said it now.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to say it twice?
That's not to you.
Well, I'm just sitting here. I'm trying to do an interview. It's so rude.
I could have said something worse. It's like an up yours to haters.
Yeah.
That, you know, that I basically feel sorry for anyway, because, you know, we're all about love and peace. We're not about hate. So it's kind of a, you know, that message to the haters, whoop-de-doop. It's like, we're going to be happy and loved up anyway. So there you go.
What a perfect.
And that's what the song's about.
What a perfect introduction.
Yeah. Whoop-de-doop! Dublin.
Oh,
I
is he?
Him.
Hello, Gary from
Dublin.
Can we
phone him up?
Well, he could ring into the studio if he wants.
Can I? Shall I tell him to call in?
When Irish eyes are smiling. I used to live in Dublin, Gary. I know Dublin very, very well. So I've got to say, do you live in a kip? And I was trying to think, and have you had a shift lately?
Oh, why don't we just say that?
No, shift. I said shift. How are you?
Oh, Gary says that I'm behaving.
Mm.
And I won't say what he says at the end of it.
No, I wouldn't. Just what you have to say in Dublin, you go, how are you? How are you?
I can't do Dougling.
And don't be a knacker. That's the other thing. See, like you, Colin County Wicklow's laughing because he knows. County Wicklow's quite posh, though. Now, we're joined in the studio by Lee Luscious. Give a shout out from the website.
Sorry?
What's the website? Don't make me laugh.
What website?
Your Phoenix website.
FM.
No.
Oh, yeah. LeeLuscious.com. I'm not awake, you know. I'm literally
give out some random website.
I don't even know how I got here. I went the wrong way. I went into London today. I was on the train going into London and I thought, why am I going into London? I'm supposed to be coming back out to Essex. Mm. I was going to get the bus and go to Romford and get some guitar strings, but I ended up on my way to Stratford. Just, you know, when you do like journeys out of habit.
Mm-hmm.
I used to do it when I was driving as well. You find yourself driving somewhere.
What, on the train tracks?
Down to Robbie Williams' house, usually.
Really? Don't say it like that, because don't like that, you'll laugh. Can we just say hello to Rylan? We will cut this bit out. Rylan Clark, who is now...
Oh, God, I forgot I was meant to say hello to him.
Yeah, hello, Rylan.
Sorry, Rye.
He's a very nice man.
I love you, Rye. I'm so sorry.
Because you've met him quite a few times. He's been quite supportive.
He's actually a Lushette, which is hilarious. I mean... literally, there was one stage where every single person I met that had anything, you know, to do with anyone in the industry said, oh, yeah, I've listened to your songs. I've watched your YouTube. Rylan played it to me last night. Mm. Like, God, does he do anything else other than sit around playing
obviously
Lee
not.
Luscious videos to everyone?
Obviously not.
But thanks for the promo, Rye. I really do appreciate it.
And that's
it,
Rylan Clark, who's on ITV this morning and was on X Factor.
Oh, is he?
Well.
Is he on?
He's
this
on
morning,
the Reading, yeah, I think he's doing another show with his husband.
What's the time? Oh, you see, I would have been... Mm. down there now, saying right.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think it's today. It might not be. So the
what
album,
day are we on?
We're on Wednesday now.
Oh, okay.
In 2016, just in
is
case
it
you're
2016? A bit. 2016. Oh my God, when did that happen? Yeah. So yeah, he's on. Yeah, he will be on this morning, I think.
Yeah,
well,
we're
Wednesday.
Not advertising this morning. Shut
oh yeah,
head.
Sorry.
Now, let's get. Oh, God's sake. Now, tell everybody about the album, where they can get a copy of it, because it is out at the moment.
Yeah, it is out. It's been out since last year, and you can buy it on iTunes. Just look up Lee Luscious, LEIGHLUSCIOUS, or you can come to one of my gigs and you can get an exclusive physical copy of my album, which are only available at my gigs. You can't buy them online. Mm-hmm. And the price for them usually is, I usually charge people whatever they want for the album. What I started doing is I say to people, just name your price.
Yeah.
Because like, I don't really want somebody missing out on music because they can't afford 10 quid or yeah. 5 quid or whatever. So I always say just pay what you can afford. And it usually works out okay. Most people usually sort of give me sort of £3 to £10 or yeah. upwards even.
Yeah.
Sometimes people are really generous. But yeah, so if you come to one of my gigs, I think I'm playing at Belushi's in Camden on Monday, August the 15th. Does that sound about right?
Yeah,
August
15th, right,
something
yeah.
like that. It's in 2 Mondays' time. And Belushi's is in Camden High Street. I'm usually on around 8 o'clock. So if you come there, you can get a copy of the album. If you check out my website, all the other dates are on there. I'm playing in Dublin again in 16 days.
You like Dublin, don't you?
I love Dublin. I mean, I love here. I love Essex. I love everywhere. But I think that's why I'm so asleep, because I think I'm literally still there in Dublin. Do you know what I mean? Mentally, I think I'm still there in the Mez Bar.
Do you want me to teach you a little bit of Irish? Do you want to say Iowa?
Ihwa.
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 Yeah.
What does that mean?
Good night.
Oh.
So when you see Gary, you go, I'm going to bed now.
That's appropriate, isn't it?
You can go, first of all, right, you've got to go is, you've got to say, how are ya?
How are ya?
How are ya?
How are ya?
Yeah, that's how are ya.
Well, I could have worked that out.
No, but it's the Irish, how are ya? That's a Dublin accent. And
is
then,
it?
Yeah.
Well, it sounds all right on you, but I'm not very good with accents.
Yep.
I could do the twins ones.
That's Dublin. Is that Dublin as well? That's the softer. That is Dublin.
I don't. Yeah, they've kind of. The accent changes, I think. Mm. You know, I mean, it's probably not very Dublin at the minute because they've been out in LA for a little while.
Hayley Luscious.
Oh my God.
That's the Jedward twins. By the way, if you've not looked at the Jedward twins, like I hadn't really, I thought, I remember them on X Factor, looked at their pictures and was like, oh dear. They're very handsome boys. Are they about 23 now, 24?
Yeah, they're all right.
Says the super vet.
About 35, I think, now.
Really?
Yeah, getting on a bit. Yeah.
I thought one of them was going a bit bald.
No, they're not really.
Anyway.
They're 24. They're going to be 25 soon. Edward thinks that I'm inappropriate. He's always saying that I am inappropriate.
Well, you've been very good today for you.
He complains that I have all my bits and bobs hanging out.
Well, that was going ever so well up until that point. Never mind.
Yeah, I forgot. I'm not allowed to talk about that.
Camden, she's going to be playing a gig. I don't know why Con's asking. Oh, you're in Ireland. Where are you playing the gig in Ireland? Because Con's in Ireland.
Oh, yeah. It's the Mez Bar. Have you heard of that? It's at Temple Bar.
Yep.
And it's on Saturday, August 20th, day after my birthday. So anyone that turns up has to bring a cake. Only a little cake. I'm not talking about a giant cake.
He'll be another super fan.
And and I'm on at 8 o'clock, I think. And but I'll be in the Mez Bar all day.
Oh dear. There we go.
They do a really good deal at that bar, actually. You can get a pizza and a pint of Guinness for €8.
That's expensive.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
You want to go down to the Swan in the old Knacker's pub, you can get a pint of Guinness for about 2 pence in there.
Oh,
2 cents.
Well, I'll go there
and
first.
And a punch in the face. That's
I'll go there
get.
First.
No
and
food.
I'll leave before the punch in the face.
Punch in the face and a packet of cheese and onion crisps, if you're lucky. Now, what's the next song
if
you
they
do?
Charge me more, I'll punch them in the face. No, I'm joking. I'm not a violent person.
What song are you doing next, my darling?
Oh, I do another song. Yeah, I forgot about that. Well, do I risk it and try and do the radio edit of The Look, or am I being a bit dozy today and maybe I shouldn't?
It's up to you. Do one that you're not going to make.
I'll tell you what, while I get my guitar, see if anyone tweets in and they can take their pick.
So have you made your mind up?
Yes, I've decided songs because I don't trust myself.
I don't trust you.
I don't want you breaking out in a sweat either. But also because if people want to hear my live, hear my rude songs, they can come to my gigs.
Yeah. So what song are you doing for us now?
I'm going to get over you. When you wake up in pain every single day, trying not to care about the things you say, lying about the way you feel each day, crying about the way you went away. When I first met you, I thought that you cared. You flirted with me whenever you dared. You paid me attention and you said you were proud of the songs that I wrote. You even learnt the words. And I'm gonna get over you. 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 Turn my smile into a frown. You turn my world upside down. I've dragged my heart all over town. And when I'm up, you bring me down. You drive me crazy with the things that you do. You might be laughing, but the joke's on you. 'Cause the one that laughs last, laughs the longest too. And I adore you, but I can't see this through. Someday someone's gonna hurt you too. It's gonna bring you down, break your heart in two. It's gonna bring your heartache through and through. And I no longer care about the things you do. 'Cause I'm gonna get over you. 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 Turn my smile into a frown. You turn my world upside down. I've dragged my heart all over town. And when I'm up, you bring me down. You were my everything. Thought you were something. Time and time again, you've proved that you're nothing. You turn my smile into a frown. You turn my world upside down. I've dragged my heart all over town. And when I'm up, you bring me down. The last time I saw you, we barely talked. You hugged everyone but me and it really hurt. I miss you so much, you didn't even know. You never miss me too, so I'm letting you go. And I'm gonna get over you. 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 You turn my smile into a frown. You turn my world upside down. I've dragged my heart all over town. And when I'm up, you bring me down. And I'm gonna get over you. 'Cause I'm gonna meet someone else.
Now, the next guest, I have to say, who's coming in, Donna Wicks, she said she's following you, and she said, will Lee Luscious dance with me? She's a force of nature. This is the next guest. There we go. So don't sit in the car, Donna. Get in here now.
Yay! Get in here.
Well, that's Bob's guest. Also, Kitty said she'd love you to sing with Lady Gaga or with Eminem.
Yay! And thank you, Hayley.
And let me have a quick look, because I've got some messages. I don't want to miss anybody out. Just got some nice little messages coming in, just saying you've got a lovely voice. Oh, bless. Oh, that's lovely.
That's really nice.
Justin Lee Collins said, I would love to have called in, but I'm on the train to Manchester. I'm listening, though, Michelle.
I'm going to Manchester soon.
She sounded great. You sounded great. There we go.
Thank you, Justin.
Yeah, we like you, Justin. We like you. And there we go. Right. Thank you very much to Lee Luscious, who has been my guest in the studio. They're playing so wonderfully.
Whoop-dee-doo!
You can find
a good day, everyone. It might not be Friday, but get that Friday feeling.